You have to have a lot of bravado to entitle a book bad. It's too easy for reviewers to turn that title against you. But Paul Fussell enjoys stirring up and studying a good fight. Fussell teaches literature at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's probably best known for his book, The Great War and Modern Memory, which won the National Book Award in 1976. Maureen Corrigan says that it's probably smart of Fussell to have arranged his sabbatical leave in London to coincide with the publication of Bad.
It seems that all the really wicked social satirists these days are reactionaries. Kingsley Amis, Miss Manners, P.J. O'Rourke. Comic crankiness lately has gone hand in hand with conservatism. Maybe it's because there's so much free-floating resentment around caused by the challenges to the old guard. Besieged conservatives who are merely resentful sound sour. But lots of conservatives manage to be resentful and funny. Then they sound like H.L. Mencken, the elitist Mencken, who once remarked that you'll never go broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people. Paul Fussell does a mean Mencken imitation in his new book Bad, subtitled The Dumbing of America. That subtitle lets you know that Fussell is continuing the rant against the bourgeoisie that he began in his earlier book, Class. In Bad, Fussell foams at the mouth via 33 short essays that contemplate cultural decline. He denounces events like the proletarianization of air travel after World War II, the invasion of the giant pepper mill in elegant restaurants, and the introduction of fine Corinthian fake leather into our luxury automobiles. His snooty longing for the glory of bygone days can get pretty insufferable, but Fussell redeems himself through his droll, nasty, and absolutely on-target criticisms about awful aspects of life in the United States. Fussell distinguishes Bad, capital B-A-D, from just plain bad this way. Just plain bad is something like a case of scarlet fever, something no one ever said was good. Fussell's bad is different. It's something phony, clumsy, witless, untalented, vacant, or boring that many Americans can be persuaded is genuine, graceful, bright, or fascinating. Bad examples are the Statue of Liberty, Atlantic City, Girls Named Kimberly, blockbuster novels like that recently exhumed classic, The Exorcist, and any musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Because of his academic background, Fussell hocks up his bitterest bile and aims it at bad colleges and universities. Some are vanity schools like Nova University in Florida that hand out PhDs in exchange for life experience and lots of cash. But Fussell also rips into state universities that he says create students who automatically join the labor force without the capacity to wonder about what they're doing. There are plenty of other pithy, clever tirades in Bad, all alphabetically arranged for easy reference. Bad architecture, bad hotels, bad naval missile firing, and bad people. My only complaint against Bad is the bad way it made me feel after reading it, smug, superior, and gilded with a fine coat of intellectual fraud. In some ways, what books like Bad offer to people is not all that different from those quickie degrees sold by places like Nova University. For about $19, you can take Paul Fussell's lively gut course in contemporary culture. You graduate with a Ph.D. in Fussell fussiness, equipped to make witty put-downs about anything middlebrow. Bad is a fine read if you just want to snort at all that's tacky and pretentious in America. But as a guide to how to really think hard thoughts about culture, it's a bad education.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.